Praise be Jesus and Mary. Being a Christian, as Benedict XVI once wrote, is not the result of an ethical choice or a lofty idea. It is the result of an encounter with an event, with a person which gives life a new horizon and a decisive direction. As we continue the Easter octave, we continue to see how the risen Lord, how the truth and the historical fact that Christ is truly risen changes everything. And we see how the disciples' encounters with him give them a new horizon and a decisive direction. The risen Lord tells Mary Magdalene to go tell my brothers to go to Galilee, because there they will see me. The risen Lord tells the disciples on the road to Emmaus, teaching them the scriptures, opening up to them the scriptures, beginning from Moses and then the prophets. And in today's gospel, we see how he shows to his disciples how he is truly risen. Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have. Our Lord is showing himself and telling his disciples to reread everything in the light of his cross and resurrection, precisely to give them a new horizon and a decisive direction. In order to rekindle the Paschal joy in our own lives, Pope Francis suggests that we go back to our existential Galilee, he calls it. Why does our Lord tell him to go back to Galilee? Because that's where everything began. That's where they received their call and started following Christ. So to go back to our existential Galilees, Pope Francis says, is to remember the first grace, the initial grace that we received, the initial grace of conversion, the point where we truly began to take God seriously, the encounter we had, which gave our lives a decisive direction and a new horizon. So let's continue to rekindle that Paschal joy in us by remembering the great graces our Lord has bestowed on us, so that we can witness to the joy of Easter. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Christus.